Live Newsroom's hot seat. We are checking in with a member of the NDP caucus, and with me right now is the MLA for Edmonton Ellerslie, as well as the transportation critic, Mr. Rod Liola. First off, Rod, thank you for being with me today.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Great. So I guess the first question is that we saw last week that you had mentioned the UCP must say no to tolls in reaction to a prospective bridge that they're looking up here to replace the ferry at Tompkins Crossing in the Peace River area. And Rod, I guess the first question is that with something like this, are you concerned that this could become a trend to finance infrastructure projects by this government?
Most definitely, it could become a trend. And you know, the responsibility is of government to create and build infrastructure, maintain that infrastructure so that all Albertans can move about the province freely. But you know, it's important that we put this in context. Under the political reality that we're currently living under Jason Kenney and the UCP, Albertans are paying more income tax, more property tax, more school fees, higher tuition, and even higher interest on that tuition. And even Albertans are paying more for a photo radar ticket. So it's really important that everyone understands that even in the current political context, Jason Kenney and the UCP have their hands in Albertans' pockets at every turn. And this is not something that's acceptable when, of course, it's the responsibility of government to make sure that infrastructure is there, built, and maintained.
And in talking about that infrastructure, I guess just to kind of give you an idea of there, it's the right now a ferry is currently used to cross that, and I think several people up in that region had said that thing maybe has 2 years left maximum. So, and I guess the position of the government was that not really so much money, but then when the people up in the Laccrete area and the McKenzie County area had said, well, we're willing to make it a toll road, all of a sudden the government seemed interested, whereas before maybe they said that it couldn't be done unless there was some kind of incentive in place. Just talk about again and reiterate why that worries you.
Well, like you had alluded to at the beginning, this sets a terrible precedent because, of course, other municipalities and areas around the province are going to say, well, look, oh, so if we propose a toll, or a toll for example here at Tompkins Crossing, then they're going to start saying to them, other municipalities are going to start saying, well, we'll also go in this route, and then it's going to create more of a problem for more Albertans. Because of course, at the end of the day, yeah, okay, there's going to be some Albertans that can afford to pay that toll, but what about those families who are not in that economic circumstance? Like, I mean, I talk to Albertans every day who tell me that they're just one paycheck short of losing their home. And paying extra on top of everything else that the UCP and Jason Kenney are making them pay for is just going to make their lives more difficult. And of course, and like I said, it's going to create precedent. It's going to start happening all over the province. What about people that need to travel from like one side of the province to the other for work? And they're going to have to pay. How many tolls are they going to have to pay, right? So these are the things that we need to consider as we're moving forward. And that's why Rachel Notley and the NDP, we've said absolutely no to tolls. It's the responsibility of government, once again, to create this infrastructure and maintain it so that all Albertans can travel through the province freely.
Yeah, and also, Rod, I'm looking at some points that you'd made in the press release as well, and seems to be a common theme that if the UCP didn't give away $4.7 billion to profitable corporations, now, the cost of this bridge was pegged at $200 million in terms of this potential toll bridge, at least, that they're talking about. Now, in saying that, for $4.7 billion, you could build a lot of bridges based on that, can't you?
Indeed you could. And see, this is the thing, is that, you know, we're going back to very antiquated ways of thinking about how we can prop up the economy. And I think that the UCP and Jason Kenney think by giving that money away to the most wealthy and the corporations, that's somehow going to trickle down and it's going to benefit everybody. But when we look at other jurisdictions, not only in Canada, but across North America, we see that these antiquated economic policy just doesn't work. And of course, more and more people are left marginalized within the economic system, and it creates more problems in the long run.
Rod, what do you think is the best answer for the aging infrastructure of Alberta?
I think that under Rachel Notley and the NDP, we've been absolutely clear on the fact that, you know, we don't want to have tolls. it's absolutely important that these projects get built. And I'm not saying that we're going to like be able to build everything right away, but you know we need to assess the economic impact of these projects and try to get that at them as soon as we possibly can, and make sure that it helps the local economy of these areas, these communities, and at the same time people can travel throughout the province freely.
All right, Rod. Now, while we have you on the line, I know I'm somebody who would regularly tune in to Question Period, and I remember since I had heard you talk about in the legislature that you were referring to big concern over the new labor laws that the UCP government had introduced, and you had expressed them in the legislature, and I thought you expressed them pretty well out there. So just if you could, what are like some of those concerns on that, given how much you spoke about in the legislature? Just kind of give us a reminder about some of those labor laws and why you're concerned.
Well, I think that it's really important that, you know, under the proposed, well, now it's legislation because it's passed, but the reality is that, you know, people aren't going to be paid the same amount of overtime pay. It's going to be more complex for people to be able to organize so that they're truly represented in terms of their labor rights here in the province. So I think it's important that everybody knows about how these pieces of legislation are affecting them in their workplace. And of course, we need to make sure that those labor laws are there to help people. Because of course, under the Rachel Notley and the NDP, when we were government, we were just basically trying to create balance and get us caught up to other jurisdictions in the rest of the country. And now here come in the UCP, and they're taking us back in time again to when people don't have the same benefits, the same rights. And I'm talking about other people in other provinces, right? So I think it's really important that we reevaluate this, that people think about, you know, how the current legislation is actually impacting them, their rights in the workplace, and how that affects their daily lives, right? So it's important that people pay attention to how these are going to be impacting them.
No doubt. And I always, whenever we have a guest on, I always like to sometimes throw in a personal question out there. And I guess at the end of the day is that when you're not meeting with Albertans, talking about the issues or debating in the legislature, how do you spend your free time? What are some of the things you enjoy to do when you're not, I guess for lack of a better word, politicking?
Well, to be quite honest, being an MLA, at least from my perspective and how I've approached this position, it's almost like having three full-time jobs in one, because of course, and then more so now because of we're in opposition, because we need to be able to do research on a number of the issues that are coming forward, so that takes up a lot of our time. You can't take a back seat on the fact that people are coming into the constituency office on a regular basis for help with the very real needs that they have. And then on top of that, you also have to be connecting with the community on a constant basis. Because of course, to be a good representative, you need to be connecting with people. So under COVID, that's been an incredible challenge.
I can imagine.
But of course, you know, I put a lot of time and effort into reaching out to my constituents by phone call over the past 3 months. And I can tell you that by doing that, a number of issues have come up. For example, there's a lot of small businesses in Edmonton, Ellerslie, where I have the opportunity not only to represent, but also live. And so I'm in constant contact with a lot of these business owners. And for me, the impact of COVID on their business was something that was very difficult for many of them. So I was happy to be their voice in the legislature on that particular issue. And for example, along with Rachel Notley and as the NDP caucus, start making recommendations that would make it a little bit easier for Alberta businesses. Like, for example, calling on the insurance companies to lower their premiums during COVID.
Yes.
Because, of course, you know, not a lot of people are actually going into their storefront businesses. So then, you know, how come these businesses are having to pay full premium on a monthly basis, for example, if someone gets hurt inside of their establishment? You know, so these things like this are really important to be able to reach out to the constituents on a regular basis, because then you start hearing what are the real issues that they're facing. and then perhaps how we can alleviate some of that stress that they're experiencing.
Right on, real hands-on approach. Rod, thank you so much for joining us today on the Hot Seat.
No problem at all. Thank you. I really enjoyed the questions and the interview. Thanks again.
This is Rod Loyola, MLA for Edmonton Ellerslie and the NDP's critic for transportation.